Well, as employees at tech companies join the movement against racial injustice, some are calling attention to the language of the industry itself. The head of Microsoft's GitHub, that's the web's biggest site for software developers, says it will retire the decades-old coding terms master and slave after a group of coders called out the terminology for its racist connotation. Let's bring in Shireen Ghaffari, a reporter for Recode. Hi, Shireen. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks.
And so let's start with what these terms, master and slave, are referring to in the first place in tech.
Sure. So these terms refer to situations in computer programming when one process or entity controls another. So when something like one hard drive or a database controls another one, and the one that's leading is referred to as master, and the other one is referred to as a slave. So that's what that is.
Where'd that come from? And had it bothered anyone before this moment that we're in?
I think the history of the terms is not quite clear, but it's obvious that there's an association there with slavery in the U.S. for many, and that some companies are trying to use more inclusive language now. Even though this terminology has been used for decades, people are saying that now, in light of the conversations we're having about racial injustice in this country, it's time to renew and use more inclusive language.
Okay, so as you say, people are calling for change. Coders saying this is definitely not right, doesn't feel right. Tell me more about the efforts to change the phrase and what alternatives are being floated.
So at companies like GitHub, which you mentioned, also at Twitter, there have been changes proposed to replacing these words that have this association with slavery with other words. So instead of slave and master at Twitter, they're going to use leader and follower. I've also heard of people using, instead of whitelist and blacklist, people are also using allow list and deny list. Also at Twitter, they're expanding the changes on inclusive language to not just be about words that have a racial association, but also ones that have gendered association. So instead of things like man hours, they're going to use person hours or engineer hours.
Huh. So, you know, this is interesting. Wired spoke with a few black coders who thought that efforts like this are going a little bit too far. I know one called it a performative activism. Another said that it's not words that's the issue here. It's police brutality that's really the big picture problem across the board in this country. What do you think about that?
Sure. So there's certainly folks who feel that way, and I've heard that sentiment as well. But I do think that there's also a lot of people, including at Twitter, where an engineer who is black was leading efforts on these language changes. His name is Reginald Augustine, according to CNET, which had a good story on this. But I think there's also a big movement of people within these companies who want to see changes to this language and think that this kind of terminology is outdated.
But it's not just the language, right? I mean, it's also the lack of diversity at the upper levels of management across the board in these companies. There are bigger issues to address in tech.
That's right. Tech has a diversity problem. It hasn't made much progress as a whole on hiring more people of color in its upper ranks, as well as women. So I think that it is true that there are bigger issues perhaps in technology than language, but that doesn't mean that language isn't an issue or it isn't something to be debated.
That's Shireen Ghaffari, a reporter at Recode. Thanks very much.
Thank you.